Brent Smith from Shinedown joins me today in the Radio Cheddar Podcast. With a new record coming out, Attention, Attention, on May 4th, he phoned in to tell us all about the album. And although it's not necessarily technically a concept album, it is one of these records you got to listen to from start to finish. I'm super excited to check it out. As a matter of fact, Brent said this about the record.
You know, I've got to be truly honest with you, because we've known each other for a long time. This is probably, in my opinion, the best work the band's done in a decade.
That's just for starters. They have a tour with Godsmack that starts in midsummer. We asked him about his keys to success and more today. It's Brent Smith from Shinedown on Radio Cheddar.
From Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City.
This is the Radio Cheddar Podcast. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Thank you so much for checking out the Radio Cheddar Podcast with my guest today, Brent Smith, the frontman from Shinedown. And as I was talking about during the intro, Attention, Attention drops on May 4th. And we actually talk a lot about the brand new record. This is one of those, fast tour, press tour junkets where they give you like 10 minutes or something like that. And Brent is in a great form. Sounds awesome. I've known Brent since the first record was released way back in the day, I think 2003 or something like that. And we talk about that a little bit coming up. I've seen the evolution of Shinedown. It's really cool to see. Of course, like I said, we talk about the new record. We asked him about his keys to success as well. And as usual, like with everyone else I've asked on the podcast, he had a different take. So without further ado, it's Brent Smith from Shinedown today on Radio Cheddar.
What's happening, homie?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Just looking forward to this brand new record. I just posted a thing on my Instagram today. I don't know if you probably don't remember this, but you guys signed this big placard for me that still hangs in my house from the first record. And here we are all these years later, man. It's unbelievable.
I totally remember that placard, and I totally remember what we said on there. And yeah, man, we're very, very fortunate to six records in, man, and getting ready to release the new one on May 4th, Attention, Attention. We're very fortunate that, the audience has given us a platform and allowed us to be ourselves, and you've done, there's just so many things you yourself and the station, has done for this band over the years, and we have a massive amount of love for, the city of Detroit. That's a given.
Yeah, you're coming through the Motor City with Godsmack. I think that's the first day on that tour on the 22nd of July. That's going to be awesome. But we're here to talk about the record, Attention, Attention, and I'm reading in between the lines here. Is this sort of somewhat like kind of a concept album of sorts?
The whole record overall is about not being afraid to fail. And inside of that, I think everybody has to understand that there are certain things that are going to seem really, quite frankly, discouraging for whatever reason. Maybe you second guess yourself or what have you. But I don't think you're going to be defined by your failures. I think you'll be defined by the fact that you didn't give up. And from a traditional sense of a concept record, it's not like The Wall,
right,
or Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche, or even Tommy by The Who, because those records have like very specific characters, very specific locations, names, and what have you. This record is definitely what we call a story album. The whole record does tell a story. Everything happens inside of a room. And basically why we released Devil on not only being the first single, but also the first song, but then also we let everybody see into the world of this record with the first video with Devil. And how Devil starts is how the story starts. So, you begin this journey in a very, very, let's just say, not pleasant atmosphere. And all of a sudden, you go into these dynamics of these songs as they come one right after the other, and you start to see the evolution of this individual and what they're going through. You'll also hear the shift in the album towards the middle and then towards the finale into what happens, because it's pretty freaking exciting as you get into the middle and to the finale of the album. But the other goal with it, too, is to take the listener on a journey and for the listener to put themselves inside that room and follow along with this story. It was a really cool approach. It wasn't the traditional record sense in the matter of, you write 100 songs, you pick the 10, you wrap it up in a bow, and you give it to the world. there was a lot of thought put into this, and quite frankly, probably one of the, it wasn't a hard record to make because we knew exactly what we wanted to do. Case in point, that's why Eric Bass is the producer of the record. So the fact that we were able to self-produce it and he mixed it, you know, we've had the pleasure of learning a lot over the years with different records and working with different engineers and some fantastic producers. It was just time for us to do it ourselves because we were ready.
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds awesome. You know, I got back into vinyl last year, and there's something about putting a record on and just listening to it from start to finish that's really, really got me back into, like, not only music, but, you know, vinyl and the whole thing. And that's what this record sounds like.
Yeah, it's definitely supposed to be an experience, and it's definitely something that we wanted to make very, very tangible for the people that wanted to actually hold us in their hands in regards to, you know, whether you order CDs from our website or whether you're getting vinyl from different locations across the globe that will have attention because there's a lot of limited edition vinyls that we're doing for each specific country.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, to see the younger generation kind of figure out, too, now, they're like, wait a minute, you know, what do you mean you can, what's a vinyl or what's a CD, you know, and it's cool because the way they look at it is, you mean there's another way to experience listening to music, and that's not just like on my smartphone.
Yeah,
and it's very open, you know, they're amazing because the younger generation, you know, they learn so much and they have so much at their fingertips. They see something like this that's brand new to them, where it might be considered, you know, older for us because of when we grew up. But it's cool to see their eyes light up when, you know, they see a record and a vinyl and they can open it up. And it's got all the elements that I loved about opening up a record, which was reading the lyrics and looking at the photography and finding out who produced it, who mixed it, what studio it went in, you know, how they, who mastered it, all those kinds of things. It's, you know, you really see it's a window into the psyche of those artists. And I see people from our generation too that are in the music industry and looking at how streaming has affected everything, and, you know, they get really, really bitter about that. And, you know, look, you can't blame the younger generation for that. That's what they know. You know what I mean? They don't know what a CD is. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't grow up in that. And, I mean, I just look at it from the standpoint of, you know, however you can get your music out there and get it to the world, that's what you should do, and you should use that avenue. But I'm seeing a very, very unique thing happen with a lot of teenagers now, where they're finding out about vinyl and just about holding a record, and that there is another way to experience listening to your album. Because a lot of times people look at music as a single format now because of the way that streaming is and the services and how it's connected to your smartphone and all that. But this particular album is exactly that. It's an album. It's meant to be listened to from the beginning to the middle to the finale.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. I guess we'll have to look for it on 8-track as well or something. That would be something.
I just saw where people were really getting into, I think cassettes
right.
have made some kind of a comeback here in the recent couple of months, which is quite intriguing.
Actually. Yeah, I just saw a cartoon on the internet. It's like, you know, with the doctors around the cassette pencil. You know, younger people don't get that joke. But anyways, real fast, you know, you kind of touched on it a little bit, and I've been asking people about this year, and this record, you know, about, you know, striving and doing better and stuff. I mean, you've gone through a lot. I've known you for a long time. What are some of the keys to your success, and what brought you to this day and age?
I think a lot of my success, I'm going to be honest with you, I got really, really lucky, man, in regards to the people around me. And when there were certain people around me that didn't need to be there anymore, I was man enough to make that decision and move forward. But a lot of my success is I'm only as good as the people I surround myself with. And I've never had any kind of a, when the band is out there on the road or when we're in a studio or even in my personal life, you know, no one's ever judged me. They've just been there for me when I needed them, and vice versa. I've been there for them as well. I think the success of everything is the fact that, you know, I'm not going to go to bed angry. And like with the other three gentlemen that I work with, and that I write with and have a connection with, you know, we play it and run it like a marriage, man. You know, it's important. And I mean, that in and of itself, if you're in a band, you got to make sure you can talk to each other. You got to make sure you don't hold stuff in. That's been the biggest success, man, is the fact that the guys that I'm around, they're just remarkable human beings.
Yeah, all good guys right there, of course. Hey, real fast, man, the album, looking forward to it. Attention, Attention, like I said, comes out May 4th. I read somewhere that this album is a mental, emotional, and physical journey that follows an individual from life's lowest lows to the highest highs as anxieties dissipate and demons disappear. And, I mean, it sounds like somebody I know. So I'm looking forward to really listening to this record. It sounds awesome. I'm so glad you guys are putting this out with the way you're doing it with, you know, like I said, from the dark to the light. Sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's you got to write about what you know, man, and you've got to have enough integrity to make sure that it's 100% honest and you're not making stuff up. I can tell you that everything on Attention, it came from, you know, real places and real people, and that's what makes it grand, and that's what makes it amazing. And you know, I've got to be truly honest with you because we've known each other for a long time. It's probably, in my opinion, the best work the band's done in a decade.
Wow. Really, that's saying something, because last couple records were pretty solid.
Yeah, they were, but they were in a different time, and they were, you know, there were a lot of different things going on at that, and that's the beautiful thing about music. It's a snapshot. When you do albums, it's a snapshot in time. But a lot of stuff came into focus on this journey for this album, and I do truly mean that. I think it's the best work we've done in 10 years.
Well, Brent, that's my time right here. They're going to move me along here, but I appreciate the time, and safe travels in your journey, and I can't wait to dig into this record, and then, of course, see you on tour this summer with my friends from Godsmack.
Absolutely love you, my friend. Thank you so much for everything that you do and everything that you are. Got nothing but love for the city. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you for just always being there, man. Much love to y'all.
Brent Smith from Shinedown today on the Radio Cheddar Podcast, and I am definitely looking forward to this record. He really wet my whistle with this. It's like I've heard that this record goes from dark to light. I mean, the final song in the record is called Brilliant, and I mean, opening up with a dark song like Devil, it could be a really super interesting listen throughout the entire album, so I'm looking forward to that big time, and I love those guys. Love seeing them perform, and I'll tell you what, the show has gotten bigger and better every single time they've come through. I'll never forget the first time I saw these guys. I mean, Fly From The Inside was their first single, and I'd only played it a handful of times on the radio. Next thing you know, they're in the studio, and they're doing an acoustic version of it right in front of me. And Brent Smith had these, like, mirrored sunglasses on in the studio as soon as he started singing, and it was like something I'll never forget. The power of his vocals, and I mean, just blew me away. I remember at the time, the old bass player, Brad Stewart, and the old guitar player, Jason Todd, was in town with them. And it was really cool, something I'll never forget. But the new record comes out, like I said, on May 4th, called Attention, Attention. Hey, listen, leave me a comment. You can tweet me at MeltdownWRIF. You can even call and leave a voicemail if you'd like, 248-586-2988. And we might use one of your messages in an upcoming podcast. And plus, you can also give us a rating on iTunes and stars and all that kind of stuff. A 5-star review would be awesome of you guys to do. Listen, check back, subscribe, because I've got some killer interviews coming up. I've got another one for tomorrow, locked and loaded. Next week, I'm supposed to talk to the metal god, Rob Helford. Looking forward to that as well. So it's the Radio Cheddar Podcast. Thanks so much for listening.